I welcome everyone tonight to this auspicious presence of God. It's very heavy, very deep. The mood of the Holy Spirit is very, very deep. And every time the Spirit moves like this, God is about to say something. And when God says something, then He does something. I want your spirit and your heart to be opened because God is saying something. Even out of what I'm about to preach, you will hear something that is unique to you. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1 all the way to verse 3. Going to be a sharp preaching, then we shall pray. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower. I will watch to see what He will say to me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. But at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it. Because it will surely come, it will not tarry. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. I'm speaking quickly tonight on the subject, turning purpose into vision. Or turning purpose, right, turning purpose into vision. Or turning purpose to vision, into vision. Our objective is understanding what it takes to turn purpose into vision. Question is, what is the difference? Many are confused about the difference between purpose and vision. Basically, purpose is God's plan for man. While vision is man's understanding of that plan. Purpose is what God wants you to do. Vision is your knowledge of that plan. Having said that as a very basic skeleton, I am going to descend into the full definitions of vision. When they say a person is a person of vision, what are we talking about? What is vision? Number one, I just gave a skeleton. Number one, vision is insight and foresight into purpose. Insight and foresight into purpose. Vision is coming to the point of comprehension and apprehension of purpose. You have comprehended what God wants you to do with your life, and you have apprehended or arrested it. It's the point of comprehension and apprehension of God's purpose for your life. At the point of vision, you are not in doubt. Your mind is not blank regarding God's purpose for your life.
You can comprehend it. You have apprehended it. It's vision. Number two. Vision is making his purpose to become your picture. Making God's purpose to become your picture. You practically put it in front of you. Vision is the mental image. We call that imagination. That's in bracket. Vision is the mental image of your God-ordained purpose or destination in life. There is an image. Your mind seems to be acquainted or aware of your God-ordained purpose or destination for your life. Vision is such that when you have reached there, you know. Vision is such that when you are on your way there, you know. Because if you don't know where you are going, you won't know it when you reach there. And you won't know it when you miss it. Somebody say amen. So vision is making God's purpose to become your picture. It fills your mind. The picture is clear to you. Before this design of this glory dome, I gathered our architects together. All the architects, the major professional architects, many of them very, very star architects in their field. And I described to them the concept as I see it in the spirit of what this should be. And they went and brought about six designs. And I looked at all the designs. One of them looked like the Coca-Cola Dome place in, I think, Atlanta or so. About six of the designs. And I looked at it and said, this is the one. Yes, this is the closest. I mean, this is the one. And by the time we look at it, we still knocked off one or two things to make it exactly what it was. Because if the picture does not cross your mind, it can't cross your life. It's very, very clear. It should be clear. That is vision. Number three, vision is making his purpose to become your passion and obsession. Making God's purpose to become your passion and your obsession. Are you ready for what I'm about to say so that you can understand what I mean by passion and obsession? Vision is moving from the realm where you have a purpose to the realm where the purpose has you. Oh yes, I have a purpose for life. That is a realm. But there is a higher realm where the purpose owns you. You came to the point where the purpose has you. In case you don't understand, it is like water that is inside a bottle. You took water from the bucket,
The bucket is filled. And you took water from the bucket and poured it inside the bottle. That's the first realm. The bottle has a purpose inside it. But when you put the bottle inside the bucket that has the water, then the water has the bottle. That is the realm of unstoppability. That's the realm where no witch can stop you. Where the purpose of your life becomes the driver of your life. You don't just have a purpose. Purpose has you. It is your passion. It is your obsession. You sleep it. You drink it. You talk it. You dream it. You sleep with it. Wake with it. Think it. Sleep it. Drink it. My wife said to me around 4 o'clock or so or 3 one day, she said, when will you eat? I said, have I not eaten? I think I have eaten. She said, no. That's breakfast there. That's lunch there. You haven't touched any of them. Really? But I'm not aware that I'm fasting. You say, my meat is to eat. My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish it. You come to the point where purpose can fill you to a point where you are filled without knowing, without eating. You are filled without eating. So purpose is, vision is making God's purpose become your passion and your obsession. Whatever is that purpose for your life. Whether it is to be a star music person for his kingdom, or an entrepreneur, billionaire that becomes a billionaire for the sake of wiping out poverty among widows and orphans and doing this. Whatever be that purpose. You don't just possess it. It possesses you. You don't own it. It owns you. You are not driving a purpose. A purpose is driving you. That is where we said that what drives you is more important than what you drive. Vision is making its purpose to become your passion and your obsession. Where you don't just have a purpose, the purpose has you. And at that realm, anything is possible. Anything is possible. The people is one, and this they began to do, and nothing shall be restrained from them which they have visioned to do. Genesis chapter 11 verse 6. They have been possessed by their imagination. By something has become a passion and an obsession, and no devil can block them. Number four, vision is making his purpose to become your motivation and inspiration. His purpose is your motivation. It is your inspiration for living. It's your motivation, it's your inspiration. It is making his purpose the reason for living. You have made the purpose of God for your life your reason for living. What is vision? Number five. Vision is making his purpose the blueprint or architectural design for the construction of your life and destiny. Vision is making his purpose to become the blueprint, the architectural design for the construction of your life and destiny. You are building your life, building your destiny around his purpose for your life.
You are building your life, building your destiny. The reason why you are making money is around that purpose. It's money that enters my hand now. You see that I'm thinking of what church to build, or thinking of which missionary to send to the world, thinking of the orphans to assist, thinking of the widows to assist, thinking of scholarship to give to people, and thinking of whichever way I can. It's just around the purpose. The purpose, you are building everything. You are not, you want to become a billionaire, not because you want to oppress people with money, not because you want to make a name, not because you want to make fame, but these billions, you are going to use it to establish industries that can maybe employ 50,000 people, wipe out poverty, assist people, and just help as many. You are just building everything you do around what is God's blueprint for your life. You are not just going to marry anyhow, marry carelessly. The person you will marry, you have in mind the purpose you represent. Am I communicating? Oh, you have in mind, clearly in mind, the purpose your life represents. And I tell people, if you know what you are doing with your life, whenever the right person comes around you, you will know whether it's the right person or not the right person. You will know that the way this person is talking, it doesn't line up with my direction for life. You don't just connect with people carelessly. No. There are people who, it is only after the wedding that they realize who they married. Take your seat, please. They just realize that he married a stranger. A person totally strange to his assignment on earth. Totally strange to his destiny on earth. In fact, a person opposite where he is going. You are going this way. The man is going this way. You are going this way. The girl wants to go that way. That is calamity from day one. The easiest way to know what God wants to do with your life is to know what it takes to get there. When I was growing up, it is possible that I may not know at the time who I was going to marry, but it was too clear who I cannot marry. Hello? That is, I have not known who to marry yet, but it was very clear who I can't marry. Too clear. It was too clear. Because by the time you observe behavior, you observe utterance, you don't need to stay for 3 months. Just one encounter is enough most times. Praise the Lord. Am I communicating at all? What point was that? God's purpose, you make it the blueprint, you build your life, your where you can walk, what you can do. You build your life around that design. And I prophesy to somebody here today, in the name of Jesus, you will not marry the wrong person. You will not be connected to the wrong business associate or the wrong business partner. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Number 6, vision is making God's purpose the compass for life and destiny's direction. Making God's purpose the compass for life and destiny's direction. It is making his plan or making his purpose the compass for your navigation through life's journey. Navigation. You are finding your way through life on the basis of what your life is all about. Finding your way through life. Finding your way through life. Finding your way through life on the basis of what your purpose is. Somebody say amen.
Somebody say amen.
If I am on earth to change as many lives as possible for God, and to represent the path of right, for example, and they say, take a job with bribe. I know that job is not my job. It can't be. Because I cannot enter right through the door of wrong. If they say, come to America, you get a green card, or come to Australia or wherever, Canada, you get permanent residence, just sign this one, that is a lie. I know that. What I am going to fulfill, I can't follow lie to fulfill it. It becomes a compass. This is what God wants me to do with my life. So it gives you direction. It just assists how to pass, which road to follow. Direction. It gives you direction. You will not miss it. Finally, vision is making God's purpose the goal and sole objective of your existence. The goal, the sole objective of your existence. One thing I have discovered is that I am very, very tireless on the pathway of purpose. Very tireless. Very unusual level of energy. My wife used to tell me, say, what kind of sleep is that? you say you came to sleep by one. You left the room by three. And then you said you returned back by 5 or 6 to sleep for 1 or 2 hours. And then you say you have slept throughout the night. What kind of sleep is that? So it's better you log on straight. Like 5 or something. Just log on straight. With one full cycle. And that applies to, once you find yourself on your pathway of purpose, you are tireless. It's the sole objective of your life. Let me say it in another way. Making his purpose, vision is making his purpose for your life the highest target of your achievement or accomplishment in life. Is the highest target. If there is anything I want to achieve in life, this is the highest target. Of my achievement. Accomplishment in life. If they said that I built the biggest house in my village, for example, and I have not touched the plan of God for my life, that's a waste. The most important achievement of my life would be what God wants me to do. How far did I go there? What have we said so far? First, vision is insight and foresight into purpose. Coming to that point of comprehension and apprehension. And then we said that vision is making God's purpose to become your picture. It's on the walls of your imagination. It's clear to you. Thirdly, vision is making God's purpose to become your passion and obsession. You first of all own the purpose, and then the purpose owns you. You first of all have a purpose, and then the purpose has you. And then vision is making God's purpose to become your motivation and inspiration for living. And then vision is making God's purpose the blueprint or architectural design for the construction of your life and destiny. You build your life around it. One of my, for those of us who have been in this church for a while, one of the things that you know about our life and ministry is passion for God, intimacy with God, closeness with God. It's hard to stay in this church for 1 month until you have heard something about passion for God, about intimacy with God, about the presence of God. Am I communicating? About closeness with God. And then, as the songs are coming, the songs will either lead you from one angle to the other in the same direction. It's not an aimless shake your body, dance and let me. It's not like that. There may be people who have that kind of direction. But you can see that the whole thing is still tailored around the objective, the purpose. You are permanently reminded, let me want what you want. Oh, my dear Lord. Oh, Lord, take me to the place. Which one else? With you, Lord, I can be naked and not ashamed. Press, I'm with you. All of you and none of me. He's what my heart cries for, Lord. I waste my life again and again on you, on you. There is profit in being wasted, Lord, on you, on you. What a good way to be wasted, on you, on you. I want to live, Lord, in the world of your glory. I want to live, Lord, in the place where you are. To stay away and guess of his life. To stay away, not from the way. I want to leave. I want to leave. Oh Lord, just right. I want to stay. Oh, Lord, please lead me away. Aha, shut up. Lord, you know that my love for you is for real. Search me, Lord. Search me, Lord, and see my sincere love for you. Lord, you know. Lord, you know that my love for you is for real. Lord, I've come before your majesty. Lord, I've come before your majesty. Not to see what I can get from you, but to see what I can be to you. Oh, Lord, I will before your majesty. Not to see what I can get from you. But what can I give, Lord? But what can I give that you don't have? Oh, but what do I have that I did not get from you? What can I give? But what can I give?
Father, we love you. Father, we honor you. We give you the praise. We can go on and on and on in your worship. And it is endless. Thank you, Master. Sit 1 minute. It's making his purpose the blueprint to architectural design. Everything around you is built on the same purpose. And then it is making its purpose the compass for your life's direction. And then vision is making its purpose the goal and the sole objective of your existence. Just so that we can stand and pray. What is the way? How do you turn vision to purpose? I'll mention three things tonight. Number one, stand in the place of prayer. At the place of prayer, you receive vision. I will stand upon my watch. Number two, watch out for his instructions and directions. Those will constitute vision. Watch out for his instructions and directions. I will watch to see what he will say. Stand in the place of prayer. Watch out for his instructions and directions. And finally, see the picture of his instruction. What he is saying, see it. See yourself in the center of the action. Or rather, see yourself in the midst of his plan. Feel how it feels to be in that center, in that midst. Revel in the excitement and the euphoria. How you haven't gone there yet, but you can just see yourself right there in the wings of your imagination. Feeling it, enjoying it. And then when you are in your real place where you are now, it drives you to go there where you have felt. Stand in the place of prayer. Watch out for his instruction and direction. And see the picture of his instruction. Watch yourself and your wife. You are not yet married. But watch, see the picture of how you are serving God together, affecting your world. Watch yourself and your husband. See how you are serving God together, how you are impacting your generation. Paint the picture. Let it be real to you. Once it is real in the mind, it will be real to life. When it is real in the heart, it will be real to life. God speaks those things that be not as though they are. He will take that picture and make it a creation. He uses your imagination as raw material for his creation. That is why he said unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above what we ask or think. So he's taking your thinking and use it for creation. Taking your positive, constructive imagination, is taking the vision and turning it into action and use it for production. That is how it works. And I believe a new day is here for you. Paint pictures around you. Position pictures around you. You can form an album or something. Just position pictures around you that remind you of where you are going. Where you are is not where you are going. Look at it everywhere around you to show you this is where I'm going. This is how life will be. And no devil can stop it. Lift up your hands.